about that. We're joined now by our TSN Raptors and NBA analyst. Here is Leo Routens. Leo, I'm sure you're like myself. I've been thinking about, you know, the workings of this deal, what it would look like, what it would feel like, how Masai might approach it. How often are you being asked about it, though? I'm sure when you're walking around, how many people on Twitter or social media are asking you, Leo, what it's going to take and what it would look like if Kevin Durant were a Raptor?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what everybody's talking about right now. And again, there's probably, I don't know, looking at maybe five on the outside 16. It might make sense. And then actually, it might involve, for some of these teams, a multiple-team deal to make it happen. So this is not an easy one. And it really is going to come down to the ask of Sean Marks, I mean, the GM of the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, you look at the Rudy Gobert deal. Look at the ask on that. And now you're talking about Kevin Durant, who's, you know, an elite player. Granted, he's had injuries. Granted, he's getting older, but still an elite player, a big-time scorer. So the ask is huge. And when you look at Masai, the one thing he's always done, and Bobby Webster, is they don't compromise the long-term, flexibility, viability of their team. And they always keep that big picture in mind. So when they did the Kawhi deal, you know, people were like, hey, wait a minute, you traded DeMar DeRozan? Okay, yeah, you moved an all-star for an all-star. Yet at the same time, the additional pieces, they worked both ways. They were actually exceptional for Toronto. So they're very good at looking at the entire picture, and I don't think they're willing to compromise anything going forward because, you know, here's the one thing I've been saying for a while. The Raptors are close. Even without this deal, the Raptors are close. When you look at all the teams, and I'm saying that because I don't think there are a lot of great teams. There's good teams. There's a lot of good teams. Golden State was a good team this year. They were not a great team. And so the Raptors, when you look at the whole picture, they're very, very close. So when you're in that category, I don't think you want to do anything that's going to put you at risk. You know, obviously it won't be a huge risk this year, but going forward it could be big. So there's a lot of factors in play here.
Well, as you said, I mean, there's two parties involved, multiple parties involved, because a lot of different teams would be calling. But Sean Marks, a GM down in Brooklyn, there's one thing to ask for what you want. It's another thing to actually get what you want. And I would have to believe that a Raptors package going the other way, it will either revolve around Siakam plus or Scottie Barnes plus. Is that the way you see it, Leo? Or is there any way that Masai and Bobby could pull off a deal that somehow doesn't involve those two pieces?
I think ideally you prefer not to involve those two pieces. Whether you can pull it off that way, you know, that would remain to be seen. You got to remember, too, if you're Kevin Durant, you've got to ask the question, who am I playing with? You know, who are you going to be on the floor with? I would like to be playing with Scottie Barnes and Pascal Siakam. So if you look at the pieces you mentioned, OG Anunoby to me is a viable piece. We were talking about him on draft day, that he's a viable piece to move to help your franchise get better. As good as he is, he's a solid two-way player. He's gotten better throughout his career. He's also missed a significant amount of games, and that's kind of been his MO. And you don't know if that's going to continue, so you don't know if you're going to get you don't know if you have a guy that's going to play 50, 60, 70% of his games. You don't know. So he's a piece that, you know. And people are attracted to him because he's a two-way player, and he has shown improvement in his game. So who else are you going to throw in there? There's talk about Gary Trent Jr., who's really shined and I think surprised a lot of people, showed his value as a scorer. Remember, you got to replace scoring when you're looking at a guy like when you're moving to Kevin Durant. So you have somebody that can put the ball in the basket. You know, talk of a big throw-in like a Ken Burch. But if you're going to give up, if you're going to give up Scottie Barnes or Pascal Siakam, I think you really, really got to look at the deal. And there's got to be, again, you're talking about a lot of floating pieces in this thing to make the deal work. And what else are you going to get back? What else are you going to have to add in with those pieces in terms of picks? So that's a tough one. I don't know if I'm willing to go that way just on the fact that, you know, Kevin Durant has gotten bored, right? He's gotten bored. He likes to change the scenery. He's also 34 years old and has had significant injuries. I think you've got to look at that. As great a player as he is, as wonderful a talent as he is, you have to weigh those things in when you're making this decision.
Leo, it's Gord. If you had to put your chips somewhere, where do you think he winds up?
You know, there's a lot of talk of trying to do something in L.A. And, you know, I think L.A. is desperate right now to make something happen. And money never seems to be a huge issue. And they have a player, Anthony Davis, who I think when you look at Brooklyn and what he could bring to the table, he could fit in very, very well with the pieces they're going to have there. So, and you also wonder what's going to happen with Kyrie, right? I mean, is Kyrie going to be moving on? So you don't know the whole thing, but if I'm looking at a team just offhand, I'd say the teams that jump out at me would be L.A., and depending on what happens with the different parts in Phoenix, Phoenix might be a player too.
Leo, for the longest time, the narrative's been with Durant. It's like he wants to be the guy. He doesn't want to be in the shadows. Do you envision a situation where he goes somewhere and he's okay with being, you know, like a 1A, 1B, or does he need to be, you know, the big dog wherever he goes here?
I think he is the big dog. I mean, at this stage of his career, he still is the big dog. But here's what I really like about his game. When he was at Golden State, and everybody's trying to figure out, hey, how is Curry, Thompson, Durant, you know, how are they going to work together? And he said something that I thought was really, really special, and not a lot of people caught it. He says, hey, you guys worry about yourself. I know how to play this game. Don't worry about me. I'll figure it out. And he's the type of player that can play with other guys. Hey, he played with Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving is not easy to play with. He's played in a lot of environments. He's played with Westbrook and Harden early in his career. He's the guy that knows how to get his. And even though he's the top dog, he's a guy that I think is easy to play with. When you talk about players that are these marquee guys, of all of them, he may be the easiest to play with just because he understands the game, plays the game in a very fluid and, I think, the right way. So, you know, that I don't think that's an issue as far as him blending or being able to figure out his style with other people.
Chatting with Leo Routens. Masai and Bobby Webster, they got to work quickly. They re-signed Chris Boucher. They re-signed Thaddeus Young. And then they go out there and give Otto Porter a couple of years, who is a really quality depth piece for Golden State. If this Durant deal ends up going somewhere else and they come back with effectively the same core, certainly the same starting five, and a lot of the depth pieces, and you add in a guy like Otto Porter, how does it elevate the status of this group going into next season? Would you expect a similar run where they finish, you know, fourth or fifth in the East, or will there be improvement just based on internal growth?
There's going to be improvement without doubt based on internal growth. I think Otto Porter is a nice piece. He really is. Thaddeus Young will be able to start fresh from the beginning of the season, which will be important. And I think when you look at the big picture for the Raptors, I mean, look at Scottie Barnes. He's not even scratching the surface yet, right? Pascal Siakam came into his own in a big way. And we talked about OG and what he's doing. You know, Gary Trent Jr., I don't think a lot of people expected him to play the way he played. Cam Birch was hurt most of the season and really never played to his potential. So there's a lot of growth within this roster that I think could really come into fruition this season. But I don't think Masai Ujiri and Bobby Webster are just going to pack it in if this doesn't work, right? I still think you need size. You've got Koloko, which is going to be an asset, a good young big. But I think you've got to have maybe a little bit more size. I think you need shooting, right? And one of the conversations with this whole Durant thing is Joe Harris, who was out this season and hurt. A guy like Joe Harris, you know, he offers a lot. If you can get a guy like if that's a throw-in, to make the big difference. Remember, with the Kawhi Leonard deal, the throw-in was Danny Green.
Right.
And that sure made a difference for winning a championship. I mean, he was a key player all season long. Even when a guy like that's not making shots, you've got to respect him and stay with him, which means somebody else is getting shots. So, you know, I don't think Masai and Bobby are done. I think they're going to continue to try to tweak this team. And like I said, I'd like to see Fred get some help in the backcourt so he doesn't have to wear down during the course of the season like he did in this past season. So there's still going to be a lot of things happening. And I mean, it's early, and, you know, phone calls are always going to be made. And you know, as we know, Masai Ujiri and Bobby Webster don't share a lot of what they're thinking or what they're planning on doing. They just get it done.
Always great catching up with you, Leo. We'll do it again soon. Thank you, buddy.
Sounds great. Have a good one, guys.
Leo Routens, TSN NBA Raptors analyst.